Ireland on Wednesday afternoon, dragged Neil, or dragged Peter Hook and Bernard Albrecht, or Bernard Sumner, as he's also known, away from their sound check, and I had a little chat to him, first of all with Peter Hook, where I asked him, are New Order the last bastion of punk ideals?
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about things like that quite a lot, and judging from the way other people act, I'd say we probably are, because everybody else seems to have turned right round and just gone against everything that the whole punk thing started up. I mean, the thing about television is that why we don't go on razzmatazz and things like that is because we always play live and they won't let you do it. I mean, how many bands have you seen playing live on television recently?
Hardly any.
Apart from the Tube. I'm sure a lot of them mind. I'm sure the Boomtown Rats mind last week. Positive, in fact. So you see, you can't do it. We don't mind because I think it's ridiculous.
What do you think of the music business in 1985?
I think it's just the same as it was in 1976. No, it's just gone exactly the same. It's dead soft, all bought and paid for, record company's money. I think it's a bit pathetic.
Does it not get boring? That, I mean, you can't really do anything wrong if you release anything.
I don't know.
Next month, if you release the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia next month, then people would buy it in droves and it would be number one on the indie chart.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that matters as long as what you release is good. If you started releasing bad stuff and they still bought it, which is what happens with a lot of bands, I think people, I mean, even I used to do it when I was young. Like, if you saw like a Bowie record, you wouldn't hear it, you'd just buy it because you trusted that Bowie would do something that you enjoy because you enjoyed all the past stuff. So really, people who enjoy what you do anyway will buy it rather than listen to it, which they shouldn't do, really. They should listen to it. I mean, it'd be a good jade to put something up that was really bad in it, and a lot of people say we do. I suppose.
Well, are you getting a single out from the album soon?
Yeah. It's the first time a single has ever been on the album. You want to sell out. You see, the thing was, we had 8 tracks for the LP, but one of them didn't turn out as well as we thought it would. So we decided to leave it off. And rather than have one side much shorter than the others, you know, there's nothing we could do. We just remixed the 12-inch and just put it on.
Is it going to be another 12-inch then?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't mellowed to the extent of actually releasing singles?
No.
What's it called?
Perfect Kids.
What sort of stuff do you listen to?
Anything and everything. You name it, I'll tell you what I listen to. Everything except jazz. I don't like jazz. Or funk. But most, mainstream stuff. Anything. Again. Anything like that. I quite like heavier stuff.
Right.
You know, like Birthday Party, Against Stitches, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the rest of them. But that's my favourite, if you like.
If I asked you to pick a track to play right after this interview, what would you pick?
Perfect Day by Lou Reed.
Lou Reed's Perfect Day, that was the choice of Peter Hook, the bassist with New Order, who's actually quite a gregarious chap in comparison to Bernard Albrecht, or, as I was saying earlier, Bernard Sumner, as he's calling himself these days. I asked him how the media affect a band's image.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. I was talking about this the other day, about the way the press manipulates people and don't even know it's happening. Like, a lot of people have this set image of us that they've got from the press. But when you're not like that, they don't believe it. They don't believe what you really like. Think you're putting on a show. And they don't even believe that they've picked that image up from the press. They think that's what you're like. But I mean, we haven't got a press image really. I mean, when we didn't do interviews, the press just invented something, I suppose, really. You know, from, I don't know where they've got it from, but it's not.
I noticed that. A sort of relaxation in your lyrics. You write the lyrics between movement and power props and worry. Do you think that you've gone further again lyrically with the album?
Then when that happened, I just stopped taking it so seriously, really, and started being myself. I don't know really whether I've gone further or what, because it's not a conscious process to write what I think or what the other members of the group think certainly ideas as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just jam songs. Say we've got a new song, we just jam it live, we don't have any lyrics, we just make them up as we go along. And then we take a load of live tapes and just condense it into, you know, one good version. I just never wanted to write anything. I did when I was a little kid, funnily enough, when I was at primary school. I used to write a lot of poetry. But the headmaster told me that I'd never get anywhere by doing that sort of thing. I should stop doing it. So I stopped doing it.